We're ready. Call the meeting to order at 6:31. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Chase just texted me he will not be joining us tonight. Gloria, can you do a roll call, please? Mr. Mayor, you want to say that on the microphone, please?
We are the best of friends right now, I want you to know.
I'm glad to hear that.
Commissioner Barlow?
Present.
Commissioner Beaupre?
Present.
Commissioner Carver?
Present.
Commissioner Hillman?
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson?
Here.
Commissioner Plikas is absent.
You broke it.
Commissioner Schober?
Here.
Commissioner Stone?
Present. Present.
What's the delayed reaction?
No, I'm sure people are destroying public property over here.
No, it's made to be twisty.
Adjustments to the agenda. There's a couple adjustments we'd like to make. Under unfinished business, I'd like to add G, food truck regulations. And then we'd also like to add, under 10B, we want to add a motion. Or a resolution. And I can read it. Do I need to read it for the record? I gave everybody copies of what it is. Should I read it for the record?
Well, you want to vote on the food truck regulation first, right?
Well, there's just discussions on the food truck regulations.
Oh, you're just adding that item?
We're just adding that item.
That means you're modifying your agenda.
Yes, and I can't do that?
Yes, you have to do a motion.
Oh, so sorry. Thank you, Gloria. I don't know what I'd do without you. And I still don't know what I'm doing. So I'd like to make a motion to add G, food truck regulations, under unfinished business.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any discussion? I did it backwards. Any discussion?
Nah.
All in favor? Thank you. Okay. You just keep hitting me with the guidance over there, Gloria. Thank you. Under 10B, Community Center Exploratory Committee update, we want to add is it a motion to resolve or just add a resolve?
What's the 10? Which one is it,
10? 10B1.
10B1.
One.
One.
Okay.
And it's... Should I read it for the record, or no?
You're adding it to the agenda.
We're adding to the, so, okay. The Parks and Recreation Commission hereby resolves to recommend to the Town Council to use $25,000 from the Special Revenue Account 7999, space 53038, to be used in conjunction with previously allocated SIP funding to contract with Silver and Petroselli to prepare preliminary cost estimates and feasibility analysis for the community center options. We'd like to add that, so we'd like, we can discuss the merits of this later, but do I have a motion to add?
Make a motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Okay, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. To consider an act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of March 20th, 2024.
So moved.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Recreation Director's Report for April 2024.
So we are receiving the tiny robot next Friday. So that'll be interesting to see it lying. Three soccer fields and two lacrosse fields.
And this is for evaluation, correct?
Yeah, it's more like a rental.
Okay.
Yeah, so $1,500 for the next 2 months, May and June, that Public Works is paying for. And then if we decide to purchase that, that $3,000 would come off the purchase price of $41,400 and change. And that would come out of CIP from Public Works.
Okay. Thank you.
So that'll be interesting to see. And Board of Ed has been made aware that they may want to take a look at it as well. And I actually got a call from St. Thomas More today for two reasons. One, they want to use that field because there's just unusable right now for soccer for two games. And then they're interested in seeing what the robot can do as well. So they may purchase one. Because they have girls soccer now. They have the girls team. They have like 55 girls in the school now, which is great. And so they're looking to petition that for their football soccer program or something very similar.
If you get them to buy out of it, share service.
I actually made that offer. I said, we'll rent it to you. $3,000 a month. So that's exciting. Our deal with the Finance Subcommittee went really well. There weren't a whole lot of questions other than our part-time staff, which has been, as you know, the last couple of months have been overexpended. So they actually increased our request up to $9,500, which was a first for me in 35, 40 years of doing this, which is great. But they thought it was very well put together by us all.
I'm confused on that, on something that's written in here, Pete. The replacement of the large pavilion was removed, which we thought it would be, off the SIP plan, and is now going to be repaired by Public Works on their side of the budget.
Yes,
yeah. So
it's $125,000 to do repairs, but it's not going to be done by Public Works.
No. It's in their budget, right. I get confused whether that was in our budget or their budget. I thought that was our SIP budget. I mean, our ARPA budget part of that.
Yep. And the good news is that it's actually going to get done now. We should get these
things. Has the contract been awarded? I thought it was. No?
Yep.
It has been.
Yes.
And do they have a time frame? Are they going to try to get this done before?
The contractor this week is ordering the material he needs, and I don't have the schedule, but... it'll be done soon.
Do we anticipate it being done before farmers market starts?
Probably not.
Will it interfere with farmers market?
I don't know the answer to that right now. It depends how quickly they can get that done. The plan has always been to work around any activities we have going on, but it may not be possible. It depends on.
All right, we definitely owe the farmers market to stay in touch with them.
Well, yeah.
If for by chance we have to cancel it, I mean, I'm not being gloom and doom, but we need to get your farmers market a schedule.
Temporary locations.
I think this is news to.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we need to get this done, so it's important that we've been.
Yeah,
fighting for this for years. We need to get this work done.
They didn't come in correctly. They're
Public Works kind of coordinating the interface, so we should interface with John and, you know, if they start work, you know, maybe they can protect certain areas. Okay. Well, and if they're working, they can protect areas that people can't go. Yes. All right. We should definitely get in touch with Public Works.
Yep.
All right. Anything else, Pete? I didn't mean to interrupt.
Nothing pressing. I do have a schedule for the concerts, which I provided for you as well.
That is attached. Yeah, that got sent out. Yep. Yeah, and the only other, I think everybody can see, the last item on here was the group supporting the new animal shelters rented the community center.
The outside.
And I asked Pete if I thought there was an ordinance against having dogs in certain public areas, and he, not corrected me, but the area they're going to be in is not considered a child's play area, I guess. That's where the restrictions lie, I believe.
And we could also, you know, allow an event or something like that, even if it was on one of the fields, but they would have to get permission from us to do that. You know, the two food trucks, the Spotted Donkey Donuts and Mr. Hot Dog,
any comments or questions from Pete? Report from finance.
Nothing surprising. We're still a couple months away before we close out. So far, we're on target.
Were you happy with the egg hunt this year, with your participation?
Yes, very much so. We had beautiful day, although it was windy, it was crazy. And great turnout, over a couple hundred, I'd say, a couple hundred kids in the afternoon one, and we had 59 at the evening one. And that one was, we had a couple of kids.
Yeah, because you reserve the evening one,
right? Yeah, the evening one is a maximum of 60, and because I have to get prizes, at least one prize for every kid, which we were fortunate to get. And then two or three kids just show up that hadn't registered, not thinking they needed to.
Speaking for the rest of the commissioners, we want to know where the leftovers are. Leftover candy.
Got a little bit of candy left over.
That's what we were talking.
Which is also leftover from Halloween. So. It's still good.
Any questions on the finance report? Okay, April newsletter.
Yeah, a lot of the information is similar to the month before. That's where folks are looking for it this time of year. But for some camp looking part of the market, they're looking for Mother's Day. So all that's in there. I've got to keep up the welcome letter to hello everyone before that goes out again.
Isn't there a dance sign up coming up for
No.
There's nothing.
Not open to the public, no.
Not open to the public, okay.
Because they're preparing for the recital.
I thought.
You can sign up, but you have to be already in the class.
No, I thought there was a summer session.
Oh, yes, that'll come out in June, or May or June newsletter, the June newsletter.
I mean, you have stuff in June here, though. I mean, because we made the comment a couple months ago to try to make sure every program that had stuff coming up. So I'll send some to you separate on that.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be in the booklet that comes out May 9th, the community booklet. There's two whole pages of dance in there. That goes to every house school in town.
Yeah, June 3rd is the start of registration for 4 weeks of dance over the summer. Okay.
Yeah.
So could you make sure that gets on there, please?
In the
well, you have other June stuff in here, Pete.
June 3rd anyway, so.
You got the carnival that's in June. You got farmers market that's in June. You got dance recital in June. I don't know what the pushback is about.
5 or 6 pages long already?
No, I was just saying under upcoming events.
Oh.
It's just a little list there.
You can't move up the text like a single space?
Yeah. Shrink the text. It shouldn't be this hard, I don't think.
I'll see what I can squeeze.
Okay. Thank you. Any comments or questions on the April newsletter? All right. Unfinished business. Discussion of projects and funding status. I don't think anything's really changed. We don't really have a clear way ahead yet on, you know, kind of in limbo till after the budget gets passed. I don't think anything got taken off, right? The basketball courts are on there and the playgrounds are on there, right?
Yep.
That's all we can hope for at this point. you said you... Are sending that out for quote, or is it a little too early? Weren't you trying to, you and John, going to send the basketball court project out for quotes?
Yeah, we got to get the brakes put on that by the finance department. So.
They did. Okay. So they won't let, nobody lets you get ahead of things a little bit?
Yeah, that would be nice, but no.
Okay.
It won't take long to get that out.
Yeah, and if you can, you know, maybe do this, try to do the same thing with the playground. Get that ready so it's we're ready to roll on that also. And you were getting some, were you getting some pricing on the basketball, kind of refurbishing the basketball courts out at the Jardins?
Yes, that was also in our set plan.
It did make it, what, do you remember what that amount was? Can you just send it to me and I'll get it on? Okay.
Yeah. I actually asked if they could be combined with the Camp Oakdale one as one project. Initially, it was going to be 300 for basketball, but now it's obviously less than that. There was one, I think John's estimate for paving alone was 153, and I think we're going to be another 10,000 because you need four.
See, but I thought the plan for the Camp Oakdale courts was to end up doing that with LOSIP. So if you come, you know, I don't know if you could come.
$300,000.
Right, and that's what was in the SIP plan.
Anyway, $200,000 if you combine the two projects for the three baskets.
So did the SIP plan get changed? Because that had $300,000 in it.
No, they haven't awarded any money yet. So.
No, but our submission had $300,000. I've never seen a version that had 165 for the two courts. I saw 300.
300 was for the courts to be done like the pickleball tennis courts.
No, it was just the
obviously they weren't going to give us that much money, so just to reclaim them, level them out, repay them was 153 from our investment.
I'm not trying to be argumentative. I think what this commission voted on for a SIP plan said 300,000. I'm not aware of anyone saying anything that amount changed. I don't, we probably, I'm not saying it shouldn't change, but I would hope we would be notified of it. The SIP plan we voted on in this commission said 300,000. So I'm just making a point. If something changes, we should know about it.
Well, I can only tell you that
anything else on any projects? No? All right, Community Center Exploratory Committee update. John, I don't know if you want to give a highlight what we...
Well, the highlight, I think, was what you added there, that we're going to ask for the $25,000 from each of those accounts to get a cost estimate. Besides that, there's not much more. We're trying to set up a meeting with the, the engineering company there? So we're going to set up a meeting with them to see where that money can be used and how much we can get out of that $50,000 that we're going to be hopefully getting to get different options. So that's where we're at right now. Pete's going to try to set up a meeting with them, and we'll sit down and we'll say, this is what we're looking at. We're looking for option 1, 2, and 3. What will our $50,000 give? What kind of information can you give us on these three options? Price-wise, square footage-wise, what we could fit in the space down there, if we're going to keep the old community center or tear it down, that's where we're at right now. We're just trying to.
So just so everybody understands, what I handed out was what we put together. We'll make a motion on this tonight. We were told we have $25,000 right now allocated from the SIP plan from a couple years ago. We We were told we need about 50 to put together some preliminary cost estimates and feasibility studies to see if any of these facilities would even fit at the Fair Oaks site. That's the background between what we're doing here. We're trying to find an additional $25,000. Councilor Southard came back to us. We had asked her, or she had offered last month and came back and said the cupboard's bare. So we thought that we might be able to use some of our special revenue money to finish funding this. So that's what this motion's all about. I'll quit babbling about it at this point, and I guess I'll...
So if we do approve this tonight, then it'll move to the council.
It'll move to the town council for their concurrence and approval.
Correct.
And then we should be able to have that money within a month so that we could talk to the architect and try to get these, I'll call them plans, but they're not really plans.
Just a cost estimate, really.
Cost
estimate kind of
together.
A rough draft.
So the motion we'd like to make is the Parks and Recreation Commission hereby resolves to recommend to the town council to use $25,000 from the special revenue account 7999-53038 to be used in conjunction with previously allocated SIP funding to contract with Silver and Petroselli to prepare preliminary cost estimates and feasibility analysis for the community center options. May I have a...
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Why don't we do a roll call vote on this, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Schober?
Approve. Aye.
Commissioner Beaufrey?
Aye.
Commissioner Matthews?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Stone?
Aye.
They better not tell us how it goes.
I think it's a so moved. Farmers market update.
I do need the mic. Look at that. I'm too short for this. We've been meeting for the farmers market and just recently voted on vendors for each of the weeks. So far, it's looking like a very good, eventful, packed session. I'm too short for this. You're welcome. We've been meeting for the farmers market and just recently voted on the vendors for each of the weeks, and it's looking like it's going to be very eventful on each of the sessions on Tuesdays. So nothing really further at this point.
Are the vendors you're talking about vendors or food vendors? Food trucks.
Both.
So you're full with food trucks and?
I don't think we're full on food trucks. We're close. We need, I think it was like two more, roughly. Yeah.
Okay, so we have been reaching out to food trucks and we have most of June, July, and August full.
Yeah.
We have a couple of weeks that we still have to fill in.
Yes.
And Peter, I do need to touch base with you regarding Uncas Health and how that's going to work this year.
Any questions about the farmers market?
Is Twin Beaks coming back?
Yes.
Okay, I'm happy.
All right. Carnival committee update.
The carnival is so far moving smoothly. We have the bands lined up. We have food trucks. Still reaching out to several others, of course. The petting zoo, we were able to actually get them for Saturday and Sunday this year, which is nice. The contract was signed and sent back to the new carnival company, so we're good to go as far as I'm aware.
When's the next meeting?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Morgan. She did a lot of homework on trying to find this new carnival company. I hope it works out. I think it will. I think the rides will be, they're much better shape, I think.
Yeah.
We'll have a Ferris wheel. We'll have fried dough. We'll have all the things some of the things we've been missing over the last few years. So.
Agreed. Yeah.
Fried dough. Any questions about the carnival?
When we advertise it, will we be putting out there that it's a new vendor? I think there was a lot of criticism in the past, so
yeah, so
that will help people come back.
Yeah, between that and I'll be able to report that people will be able to use their credit cards this year, so they'll have that option.
Would we still have a ATM there?
They provide one as well.
Oh, that's right. One, but that's we could also have one as well that's closer to the food vendors.
Yeah.
I think a member of the public was...
Mr. Chair, permission to speak.
Yes. Granted. Reluctantly.
I'm going to start posting on Facebook about, the carnival Facebook page about the new... I was waiting for a contract to be signed and returned, and now that I know it is, I will start out. I did not want to jump ahead this one. So we'll get that. We're going to start getting that out there.
So it's been signed, returned, and accepted? And so it's... Okay.
Yeah. Ago, 2-3 weeks ago. So
right, but
I sent
last
it back
I knew,
to
them,
so
okay.
They should be good to go. Yeah.
Okay.
At some point next month, shouldn't say at some point next meeting, I'll be asking for volunteers for the carnival. Just throwing that out there. I spoke into the mic. I'm going to be asking for volunteers.
See what I'm saying?
We were discussing trying to do something else for attendance. I don't think we really came to any other resolution rather than those,
bracelets.
Other than the bracelets, we talked about stamps or
stamp
stickers.
Clickers,
yeah. The problem with the clickers is you may count the same person multiple times because you don't know if you've counted them or not.
Right. Yeah, so clickers can be very inaccurate. We thought the same thing.
It's definitely data that we want because vendors ask, how many participants have you had? So we want to do this. We're just trying to find something that's...
Even the
I've been doing it for
5 or 6
years,
people.
And I still can't those wristbands on.
I know the bands are... Is there a different type of band that doesn't have to stick?
Rubber band.
Yeah, right. Well, so, it's a double-edged sword, right? Because they're tricky to put on, but, the first question a vendor will ask us is, what are the dates? The second question is, how many people do you tend to get? So we want to be as accurate as possible, but at the same time, we don't want to do something that takes forever to do. So it's a complicated situation.
I think the only way to count them is if there's a line that goes in, and then a clicker would work.
But then they could still turn back to get food and then come back in.
We actually are going to better define the entrance this year. That was another discussion that was had. Sorry, I was bouncing. Any other questions about the carnival? Okay, facility walk-arounds. I think we said we'd like to have these done by next meeting. That's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So everybody aware of what they...
I did mine.
You did yours well?
Yep.
Very good.
I want it to be known.
Wait till next meeting?
I did mine shortly before this meeting, and I sacrificed much, including the polish on my shoes, to check out my field. I would like that noted.
You want to go over any now if we're ready? Or
no? Is that the only reason you came?
I might not be here next month.
All right. Does anybody have any objections to going over what's prepared? I don't.
Doesn't.
Go ahead, Mr. Commissioner Beaupre. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I have handouts. So I have a Jardine Park.
They're in color.
Well, one is.
Oh.
His copy.
His copy.
So not much has changed. We do have a sign out on the entrance to the park, which is nice, as you can see. The biggest things, and we know it's in the SIP plan to do a new playground and add equipment. The biggest thing right now that I noted, I visited this back on April 2nd. There's been a lot of washout coming down the hill. There's a lot of sand on the court. And then you can see in a couple of the pictures around the playground area that it's washing from that side. So I think that's a pretty immediate need to, I don't know if Public Works has been out there and done anything, but I would definitely make sure they know that there should be some cleanup there. The rest of it, the pictures on the last page were the same ones I took 2 years ago. The equipment looks exactly the same today. So The only difference, like I said, is the washout from all the rains we've had this winter and spring. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it with the park. It'll be nice to get if we get the approval for the funding for the new playground equipment, because as you can see, the stuff there is still old and dated, and the surfacing of the basketball court is pretty rough. But that's about it. Thank you for letting me go and present. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Beaupre. Your assignment has been marked as completed.
Gold star.
Is this one of the
Carver,
courts? Is
would
this
you
one
like
of
to
the...
go now, or would you prefer next?
I feel wholly unprepared now.
A question.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I was wondering, is this basketball court one of the ones we're talking about resurfacing?
Yes.
Okay, so that's in the works?
Yes. Okay. Along with a new playground, a new set to go there.
Yep.
Now, I thought our last discussions with John that he was going to try to take care of the washout.
Yes.
But that was last fall. They probably haven't been out there. And we have had ridiculous amounts of rain, so... If you see him or talk to him, just maybe mention that to him, and then I'll bring it up at the next Public Works meeting.
I can send you a digital copy, too, of the...
Okay.
Gloria, if you
So
want
you'd to. Like to wait?
You wanted to.
I will prepare my picture slides for next time.
For next time.
I did take pictures, and while taking them, I thought of myself to be very professional and very prepared, because I was taking pictures of what was going on. And now I've been completely outdone.
Commissioner Plakis, hi. Glad you could join us.
Yeah, the sun shines in this picture. Where did you find that?
All right. Any other... anybody else want
to? No, I was at work and needed something
park.
To do. So.
You want to talk about that now?
The dog park was nice. The only thing is I would recommend if they could put more benches in there or like even picnic tables, because I noticed people had no place to sit. And the pickleball court is brand new. So that was...
So it looks all shiny.
I know, it's still nice.
Yes, so while we're talking about that, did they get the lights turned back on?
I saw lights.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's
so those are back on, daylight savings timed, and all that stuff?
I know a squirrel ran across the line or something. Every now and then, the timer gets kicked off.
Well, power outage would mess it up, but whatever.
Yeah. I went there around 6, 5:30, yeah. People were there.
Yeah, it's, I've been...
Media call down there and they go and fix it.
Any nice day, the courts are packed again. I think everyone's aware there's going to be like a tournament there. Right, but I have a concern...
This Sunday.
I did have a concern that he doesn't seem to have talked to the people that coordinate the Team Reach site. They don't have to, but those are people that are probably going to want to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning playing pickleball. And
I did see something on one of the Facebook pages that they reposted his sign up, like Southeast Connecticut pickleball page, I think.
No, but we but
no, I'm just saying it's. I don't know if they all run the same circles, but I did see something outside of just Montville.
Yeah, so on the 20th, this still shows open play. I mean, I know it's not our job, but we probably should reach out to him and tell him to talk to the people that run this to say that if the courts are closed that day. That's how I would. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if the weather's nice, that would... And there's 542 members now. That's crazy. Yeah. 542 members.
I can let them know. I have to let them know that the boosters won't be doing concessions, so I'll hint to them to reach out.
Yeah, I think it would be good for him to do that. And... So, Deb, you want to be marked as completed?
Yes. You get a gold star, too. Yeah, no, you get silver.
All right, thank you. Horton Trail discussion. So, as of today, the Park and Rec Commission has no involvement at all with the Horton Trail. That was taken away from us by a motion of the town council last month. And that's that. So I did send a request to the mayor of specific questions, and I wanted to get the town's attorney's written opinion on whether that motion was in compliance with the town charter. So I believe, right, you're working on that for me. If it comes back and it's in compliance with the charter, then like I said, we're done with the Horton Trail. I was disappointed with this, and it was a surprise. I didn't realize we weren't doing a good job maintaining it or whatever. So I didn't really know where this came from. But anyway, as of right now, we have no involvement with Horton Trail. we added food truck regulations. Pete handed out last month his proposals for the food truck regulations. If anybody has any comments on those, I just ask that you get them to Pete. I don't think it's anything we have to vote on, but he'd like to move forward with them. So if anybody has any comments, could you get them to him, say, by the end of the week, and then we can move on? If anybody has any questions about them.
Which email?
We're at the meeting last month. He handed out food truck regulations. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't here.
Would you like, let me, I'll forward it to you.
Yeah, if you can.
What's that? The regulations.
Oh, he can send it to me. Thank you.
All right, that's it. New business. Job descriptions subcommittee. I had asked if there were written job descriptions for a lot of the, I'll call them part-time staff. And there are. So what we've been asked to do is form a subcommittee to review the written job descriptions to see if we would recommend any changes to them. So at this point, I'm not really looking to talk about all these job descriptions. I'm looking to get some volunteers to get on a subcommittee. The timeline won't be urgent because nothing's going to change for this park cycle. So I would say it would be a meeting or two, and then maybe a good goal, maybe get them done by the end of the year. You know better than me. Is that when is a new contract signed about that time too, before the end of the year? Who knows? Okay. So that's what we're looking for. Maybe a couple meetings. And try to get this done by the end of the year. So he's not here tonight. I personally would think John would be a good participant in this. And I'm looking for different John, but not that you wouldn't. So I'm looking for a couple volunteers. If anybody wants to put their hand up or.
I'll lend a hand.
Okay.
Just one. I'll do it too.
And Mary? Okay.
Rocky?
Okay. And I think that's enough. I don't think we need a million.
The entire commission can help.
So you've voluntold John Chase?
I have not told him. So, I mean, we don't have to have him on there. Yeah, I mean, he's not here. But I think he would bring something to the table.
If there's anything fit for an attorney, I think it's that.
And then, of course, you know, I'd like Pete there to help guide us along when you can make it. I mean, really, you know, I had question of the hierarchy of who reported to who and stuff. So, all right, so we'll have to figure out when you want to do this. Okay, I'll get some separate correspondence going with these four, and we'll go from there. Okay. Thank you. Communications. I'm not aware of any communications. Remarks from the public.
Yeah, I just want to say.
Your turn's coming.
The Finance Committee was very appreciative of the director's presentation during the budget hearings, well prepared and factual, and they didn't say that about everybody. So they appreciated your work. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
Well, the mayor just stole what I was going to say. Okay, so I'm going to send an email to John Carlson regarding the washout on the basketball court so he could have that taken care of. Okay. The mayor just heard back from John Carlson. Only the columns will be fenced off when they're doing the work at the pavilion. It should take a little over 2 weeks to complete, and it doesn't really look like it'll be anything to affect any. We'll be able to work around that.
Excellent.
We should be able to work around that. And I will put a motion on the agenda regarding the $25,000. I will put it on the town council agenda. And, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate you. Always appreciate you being here. remarks from, I don't have the mayor on here, don't I? I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. Did you never have the mayor on here? I guess, okay.
No,
the mayor's not always here.
That's
stop,
true.
Stop pissing up.
That's true. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
I have just one, and that was a few weeks ago. John Carlson and I were asked to go take a look at a metal pavilion that was down at off Pink Row. So we did, and it was decided that the town probably could use it. It's worn in a few spaces, but for the most part, it's still pretty good shape. So John went down and took it apart, and he's got it at Public Works now in some large container. So we're looking for a place to use it, and I believe, if I recall, Mayor, that it's 20 feet wide and 45 feet long, something of that nature.
About, yep.
It's all metal roof, metal pillars.
Open sides.
Open sides, correct. It's corrugated, so that kind of a roof is not too difficult to find if we have to do some replacement. But we were looking for a place to use it, and one of the suggestions I had was to be where the old horseshoe pits were, which are next to pickleball tennis courts. That would provide shelter.
Again, we don't have to figure this out here. My only, it's got to be some regulation about how far away from the road something like that would have to be, and the horseshoe pits are pretty close to the road.
Yeah,
I mean that is it would not be a bad spot. The dog park could use.
Yeah, I thought one of your other suggestions was a ballpark, and same thing with if you put benches or tables under it, that would be nice for there too. Because there's no shade there right now. I think people have brought their own like picnic table umbrellas and placed them out, but
So that's the other thing. It'd be good if you could try to get a price for the concrete pad, just so we have it. And then going out behind where the tennis courts that got ripped out. I mean, I don't really want to use too much of that space right now, just in case something else ever. But it's 20 by 40. It's not too bad, but it is kind of mushy there. I don't know if we could ever,
Yeah, well, we also talked about, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to fit, but the playground at Camp Oakdale, that small garage that's right next to it, that's going to come down eventually. And if we put it there, then you'd have
some And we talked about between a couple of the soccer fields too, right?
Yeah, yeah. So there's many places we have potential for.
But if you could, maybe, or unless you want me to reach out to John, somebody could get a price of a pad.
Yeah, maybe in case we have to do some pouring first, footings, and then on top of the pad. But the pad makes more sense because you're not maintaining underneath there that mud hole.
Well, I know John's pretty good about, what does he call it, pervious surface. He doesn't really want blacktop or concrete anymore.
No.
So maybe it is just foundations for the, then just put stone or something.
I believe he already has that.
As long as somebody doesn't pick it up and dump it and scrap it, we're all set, right?
Inside the garage.
I know it's off subject. His project is kind of languishing, isn't it? His new garage down there? Yeah, I mean, we haven't really moved forward on that in a long time, so that's not us, but all right.
Can I say something before
we move on? I'm sorry, yes. Did you raise your hand one more time?
Thank you. I did ask about the dog park because I know that, you know, every year it comes back that there's no shade there, and I think the issue is the fact that there's no real flat space up there to put it, because I did ask about it, so the bug is in their ear already.
I wouldn't put it in the park, but we could put outside. It's pretty flat.
I'm not talking. I just said that the dog park area would be a really good spot because there is no shade up by the dog park.
Yeah.
And that was what I was told. That's all.
Thank you. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Plaikas.
I'm good.
You're good. Commissioner Carver.
I share my right honorable friend and colleague, Commissioner Stone's opinion that it's always good to see Commissioner Southard. And I want to say it's always good to start and end the day with Mayor Bunnell.
That's why your shoes are all
muddy. Anything else?
No.
Bill?
I'm all set.
Deb?
I'm all set.
I'm all set.
Matt.
I'm all set, thank you.
Morgan.
I'm good.
Mary.
I'm good.
Commissioner Stone is good. Motion to adjourn at 7:29.
So moved.
So Morgan, the
second.
Starts at what?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Got a lot. Look at that. We zip right through these.
Here, set a new standard.
Do I press the stop button?
Yes.